Blog Talk Radio.
Great things. All right, listen, my name is Bishop Eric King Johnson. We're on the air now at the studios of WEXY. We want to welcome all of our listeners and viewers. Those of you that are listening by way of Blog Talk, remember, you can always join us on Blog Talk by just simply dialing 347-989-0113. I want to welcome all of our Periscope viewers. Thank you for joining us on today's broadcast, and then also our WEXY listeners, amen, here in South Florida. You can always tune in every day at 1:30 to 2 o'clock on 1520 a.m. So we're looking forward to seeing you. So God bless you, all of you that I really can't see by name. That's 6-2. Thank you for joining me. Amen. All right, listen, my name is Bishop Eric King Johnson. To all of our friends and followers that are joining us by way of social media, we want to thank you and welcome you to today's broadcast. And remember, I am broadcasting every day at 1:30 to 2 p.m. I am so excited about what God is doing and how God is manifesting his presence in the midst of our ministry. Now, let me say this before we go into the heart of the broadcast. We had a great time with my friend on last night, Apostle John L. Mohan, preached a powerful word, and people are yet rejoicing. Spoke with him today, and, you know, I'm just grateful, amen, to have friends that will come out, see about us. But most of all, amen, just give us what we need, a great, great, great word. So, you know, much respect to him, amen, and the Word of Living God Ministries. God bless you. Listen, we have a host of things that we want to talk to you about on today. Amen. Those of you that are listening to us, we want to share with you about Thursday night, and then I want to tell you about what's going to be taking place on Sunday. We'll have a few words from Pastor Jay, amen, that's going to be starting up on Sunday morning. There in the north location of Life Changing International Ministries. You hear from her. Then I want to give you a special word because I believe that these are the days that God has so declared as the days of greater. And this is the time of greater. This is the absolute time of greater. And this year has been promised and given to us as a year of greater. So I am prepared to minister to you on this upcoming Sunday, and I want to tell you about that. So I need about 50 people or 100 people, amen, just to declare greater. I want you to declare greater because that's what's going to take place on this year, greater. God has so declared it, and this is what is going to take place in your life, greater. So I declared for each and every person that are listening to me or viewing me on your what it is, your tablet or your telephone or whatever, amen, I want to say greater. All right, now this Thursday night we'll be back in a special service, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that, amen, and we're looking forward to a great time. Sunday, February 28th, amen, that's one of the main days of greater for the Change Your Life Ministries because there are two things that's going to be taking place. February 28th launches a second location. Amen. Let's give God a praise for that. A second location. Amen. Amen. Y'all throw me some hand claps up there. February 28th. Amen. 2016. I started to say 19 or something, but, you know, it's 2016. Amen. February 28th. Amen. It's going to be a day of greater. What's going on? Well, amen, there will be a north location launched out in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Amen, and we're grateful. Thank y'all for the hand claps. Amen. Can we give God a hand praise? Amen. There will be a greater move, a greater service, an expanding service, because we're going to be operating in two locations. And I am grateful for the fact of being able to follow the voice of God and then having willing servants that would follow it. So, all right, so it's called the Life Changing International Ministries, and the pastor there is going to be none other than Pastor Jay. So she's preparing, amen, for that. So I've asked her, amen, to come into the studios this week, amen, to share, amen, just words of testimony. Now, y'all know I'm not good Periscope viewers. Y'all know I'm not really good with the phone. So if y'all see me going in and out, you know, I'm doing the best I can. All right? But EXY listeners, I want you to get ready because Pastor Jay is going to come. And so we're going to talk to her a little while during the heart of the broadcast to share about this great, great, great move, this awesome move. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing, amen, to have someone that is willing to, amen, go forward under the mandate of God. So, Pastor, we're grateful to have you here, and I'm going to get things adjusted so we can talk to you a little bit. You might want to screen your mic it up. Amen, Pastor. Amen. We just want to let you know that we are proud of what you're doing and the efforts that you have placed into ministry and also the work that you have done as an assistant pastor there at Change Your Life Ministry. Now, I want to say this, that this is the first time we've had an assistant pastor, so I don't replace one with another at this point. You know, God only told me to make one move, and that's what I'm doing. I'm making one move, and that is to launch another church. So, Pastor Jay, how you doing today? And I want you to greet the audience, and you know what to do. You've been on radio before.
Well, God bless you, Radio Land. Good day to everybody. Bishop, thank you again for the opportunity. All of you out there, I just want to say I am so grateful right now to even be talking to you, for you to be listening to Pastor Jay. I am just so grateful, and I want you to know that God is up to something.
All right, God bless you. And I'm grateful for the opportunity of being able to, amen, have served as bishop and continue to serve as bishop. So, listen, I want to ask you just a few questions. You're still live on Periscope, so say hi to the Periscope audience.
Oh, I'm on Periscope.
All right. Hi. And, you know, one of the things that I want you to give them your testimony is how you came into the ministry. See, everyone is hearing about you going, amen, the pastor, and to accommodate and to follow the mandate of God on the second location. But I want you to share with the audience how you came into the ministry, and you know the testimony that you tell. All right, so you take it from that point.
Well, when I met Bishop Johnson, it was some years before I really came and joined the ministry. But I pastored a church alongside of my ex-husband many years ago, and after we separated and was divorced, I came back to talking with Bishop Johnson, and he invited me to his church. My God, I mean, he would just ask me sometime, are you going to church? And I would say, yeah, knowing that I really wasn't going to church because I was hurt. And how can you minister to somebody that know how to minister? How can you minister to somebody that is a counselor? And so therefore it was a time where I pulled myself away from everybody that I know that was saved, or everybody that I know that had a call on their life or had a position in the ministry, especially pastors. I just pulled myself away from them. And at that time, you know, I came to the church, the Changing Your Life Ministries, and I came there broken. I came there distraught. I came there, you know, without a idea of where my life was going to take me next, because I was just that broken. But how many of you know that I came on in on those broken pieces? I came on in on those broken pieces. Bishop Hurricane Johnson ministered to me that very same day that I came to the ministry, and he said one word, and that word was live. I mean, it didn't take a whole lot. He told me to live, and I've been living ever since. I always tell people that.
I want to interrupt just for one moment, because when you preached for me, when you had your church, I recognized you then. But when you first came back, I didn't recognize who you were. And you had to tell me that I'm the young lady that preached for you a year and a half ago. So within a year, all of these things had taken place, maybe a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I want to share this with because somebody out there, see, when your life starts going through tragic changes, it changes everything.
Amen.
You know, it changes your persona. It changes, you know, you're different. And that's why you need a word. You need a shepherd in your life, because I didn't recognize who you was, and you had to make me remember who you was when you came to visit us that night.
Right, because, I mean, everything about me was totally changed. I mean, I disguised myself. I mean,
tell them the whole testimony, Rev. Tell them the whole testimony.
I disguised myself. I didn't want nothing to do with anything.
And what were you doing, Rev?
Bishop, I didn't want nothing to do with anything or anybody. So I just stood in the closet, so to speak. But, you know, God is truly amazing.
Where you started going, Rev? Tell them the whole story.
Listen.
Doc Hayward, she trying to get around. Just tell them, because somebody need to hear this right here. They need to know how you get into that church.
What I did was I disconnected myself from the church. And you know what? You're going to get the book. So you got to read the book if you want my testimony. You make sure get that book, Wait on the Lord. It's going to hit. I'm telling you something.
Our Periscope viewers are tonight. Don't do it like that, Bishop. Amen. Listen, she got a full testimony.
Yes, it's
and,
in the book.
Well, just share a little bit how you used to club, Pastor. Tell them a little bit so we can get to that church up there in Deerfield.
Well, what I did, Bishop.
There you go. Now we're talking.
What I did was actually, you know, I separated myself from the saints.
There you go.
You know, from the saints. And I started going out with people that didn't know me as Pastor Jay.
Now that's the testimony that I want. See, that's what I want.
They just knew me as Jay.
I started
hanging out with the football players, you know, because I was always that type of person that would love the high class stuff and all of that, you know. So I went and I started hanging out with the football players. I went to every game. I started traveling, and I didn't understand football at all. So I wasn't sitting in the downstairs in the pews down there, and I just in me pews. You know, you can tell I'm a church girl. And I would sit in the skybox, what they call the skybox.
Pews.
And I would eat. I would eat their, you know, their caviar and eat their food and drink their drinks and stuff like that. But they knew that it was something different about me. Like one of the football players came to me and he said, I don't know, but that is something different about you. Usually, and when Bishop tells a story about saying amen to everything, they would be talking to me, and I would be like, amen. You know, because I'm a church girl, and my language really didn't change, you know. So therefore, it just came up. But I was so not there. I was so lonely in that. Not lonely for a man, but I had separated myself from my brothers and sisters. I have separated myself from God, and I wanted. I had a longing in my spirit, and I needed that space to be filled. And so, after you know, I would go to the most expensive restaurants and be in the most expensive hotels when I travel and go, amen, in the nice limos but. All of that did not fill me, my heart. It didn't, I had no happiness. And so, therefore, when I came to the church, I said, you know what, I'm just going to go because I'm tired lying to Bishop and telling him I went to church. You know, I might have been in Washington somewhere and I'm telling him I'm in church. So I'm like, you know, I'm tired of lying to him. So I said, I'm just going to go and visit his church. And I went and he spoke life into me. And I'm telling you, from then I was living, and now I stuck with the ministry for over 13 years, serving in the ministry, you know, and just waiting on God, because the word of God promised that they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength and mount up with wings of the eagle and run, and they won't grow weary and walk and not faint. So I depended on that word, and that word is operating and working and coming alive in my life as I speak, because I'm strengthened. Glory be to God. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I thank God for just being able to keep, amen, myself focused and to wait on him. And the opportunity that was given me through Bishop Harry King Johnson and the Changing Your Life Ministries to serve. And I want to say to every member of Changing Your Life Ministries, thank you, man. I want to thank you guys for just receiving me and giving me the opportunity to serve you.
You know, I had to tell them last night, because every service they you know, bringing gifts to Pastor Jay, and you know they doing this and that and the other. And I'm saying, she's just going up the street, y'all, like three X's up. You know, y'all acting like she's moving out of town, but you know we thank God for, you know, the labor. See, you show appreciation in the home, you know. And one thing about Changing, they come through. And I appreciate Changing also, because you all are a great group of people. Listen to me very carefully. Pastor, you're going to be starting on February 28th. Now, she got more testimonies to share with you all about how this journey started out and continue. You know, just not me putting someone up in Deerfield to pastor. That's not what we got here. You talking about trials. You talking about me putting someone up and say, well, Bishop, I got to preach tonight. Yeah, you're going to preach. You're going to get back in that pulpit and you're going to preach. I don't know this lady from the man on the moon. I don't know her. I don't, you know, but I'm already pastoring her, you know. And at that point, you're going to hear all of this testimony of why this person stayed in the ministry for 13 years. Why they was there, and why when Jesus told the disciples one day, he said, listen, except you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. You cannot have eternal life. And the Bible said that many of his disciples left him that day and walked with him no more. They never came back. Some people left and never came back. And Jesus turned to the other ones and said, will you leave me also? And Peter said, where can we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. See, when someone speak life into you, then that means the difference. Not to applaud you on who you are or how smart you are or what you've done in your life, but to speak life into you. This is a journey. Now, February 28th, very quickly, Pastor, tell them what is going to happen on February 28th.
Let me tell you something. It's going down at the Doubletree, Hotel, 100 Fairway Drive, in the beautiful city of Deerfield Beach, Florida. I'm telling you, Deerfield, Hurricane is up there. I call it south because I'm north. But let me tell you, Little Hurricane is coming to Deerfield Beach. Let me tell you what, there's going to be such a move of God. If you need a word from God, if you need deliverance, if you need your miracle, if you need your breakthrough, whatever you need it, I'm telling you, whatever you need is going to be in the house. It is going to be supplied because God has anointed me, the Spirit of God has anointed me to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has anointed me to break barriers. Come on, somebody. He has anointed me to tear down walls. He has anointed me to destroy yokes. I'm telling you right now, all you got to do is get at the, I'm going to say the Courtyard Marriott, but all you got to do is get at the Doubletree Hotel, 100 Fairway Drive in the beautiful city of Deerfield Beach, Florida, and I'm telling you that is going to be a day that you would never forget. And one thing about it, these services are going to continue. Somebody say continue. It is going to continue. It's going to get higher. It's going to get harder. It's going to service the people of God. Those of you that don't have a church home, I want to pastor you. Yes, I said it, Bishop. I said it. I want to pastor you. Those of you that don't have a church home, don't have a church home, and even if you're not saved, this is the place for you to come to encounter God. So listen, don't miss it, because God is up to something.
I am so grateful and honored for the power of God and those of you that are listening to me right now. Listen very carefully. February 28th is going to be a time of refreshing. It's going to be a time of miracles. It's going to be a time of breakthrough. And those of you that are listening to me right now, those of you that are listening to my voice, I want you to get ready for greater. I need you to proclaim and declare greater, because greater is going to happen in your life. Now, while they are up in Deerfield ministering, I will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Amen. I will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So whatever you do, don't let nothing stop you from being to the service. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. God has certainly given me a word just for you. Amen. God has given me a word. Pastor, I don't know how to flip that around, so just hold it. Amen. God has given me a word just for you. And all of you out there, amen, that are in the Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood area, I want you to come to the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is going to be a time of refreshing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and He has anointed me. Now, I started out Periscope with these words: strange happenings and movements declare the second coming of Jesus Christ. And you would think that we are excited about a second location. You would think that we are excited about, you know, expanding ministry. What I am seeing is signs of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Anytime God places on a man's heart or woman's heart to do things like this right here, anytime God places on your heart to make strange moves in ministries, it is a sign. So I speak to every person right now that are listening to my voice. These are signs of his coming. These are signs of Jesus Christ coming. And I want you right now to be aware that when you see a special anointing being placed upon a person's life, like it's being placed upon my life, and God is telling me, all right, it's time to expand, open churches, open more churches, assign, go forth, reassign, then that means that God is up to something. God is up to something. Can you feel a special anointing upon your life? Are you feeling the power of God on you right now? Because if you are, then that's a sign. It's not for excitement. It is a sign to let you know that his coming is near than when we first believed. I know you're saying, well, I've been hearing that for 15 years. Yeah, but it's closer now. It's closer now. It's not just when you see the desolation spoken by the prophet, amen, Daniel, or Daniel the prophet. It's not when you see, amen, marriages between men and men and women and women. It's not when you see people, amen, killing their own children. That's not only the sign, but when you see the kingdom of heaven being preached in all the world. He said when this gospel is preached in all the world, then shall the end come. And God spoke to me and said, when you feel these special anointings and you feel my spirit stronger than how you felt it before, that's only a sign that I am on my way back. And I say, oh my God, forgive me, because I've been taking for granted these particular unctions and feelings that I've had about your spirit. I just been taking it like, my God, I can feel God right now. But I didn't take it like it's a sign that he's on his way back and he's manifesting himself in the midst of his people. This is a Jesus is coming move Sunday. Pastor, when you open, this is a Jesus is coming move. Are you listening to me? I'm speaking to her. I'm speaking to every person that are viewing me or listening to me by way of radio, Blog Talk, or Periscope, or Facebook. This is a Jesus is coming move. Okay, well, how much time we got? Because we got 4 minutes. This is Jesus coming. The minute people start coming up, the Changing Your Life Ministries there on Cypress Creek, or Life Changing Ministry, International Ministries there in Deerfield, it's a sign, glory to God, not just that we're doing ministry, but that Jesus is coming back. And now his spirit, glory to God, we got to get out of here. He says, in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will see visions, and old men will dream dreams. I will pour out of my spirit upon my servants and my handmaids. And that day, I will pour out of my spirit, and he said, I will show signs in the heaven and the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be darkened in the morning to blood before that great and noble day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be. He say, this is a sign. When you see preachers starting in ministry and being assigned to ministry, it is a sign of the second coming of Jesus Christ. I can't say no more. Thank you so much for listening to us. Those of you that's on WXY, we'll be back on tomorrow at 1:30. We're looking forward to, amen, Prophetess Jackie Brumfield Akins being with us on Thursday night there at the Change Your Life Ministries, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road. I got so many addresses in my head. Y'all help me out. Amen. 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Y'all tune in tomorrow. We got some more exciting news to share with you. It's going to be great. This is Hurricane Johnson. I leave with these words. Hope need not die, because help is on the way.
South Florida and the surrounding areas, get ready for the exciting ministry of Bishop Hurricane Johnson.
And you got the stuff in your hand that are bothering you right now. You see a man hurt. still mad at him. You still mad at your family.
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m.